Hello, everybody. It's Alexander Larson with Bible Truth 23, back with another soul winning tip. And this time I want to talk about the introduction and tips you can use when you actually first get to the door and if somebody answers. Okay, so what do you do when somebody answers the door? Well, first of all, one thing you could do is introduce yourself. Okay, now you in some situations might want to say your name. Okay, some people do that, some people don't. Some people say, "Hey, I'm, Alex Larson from, this church or that church," right? But some people don't give their name right at the door. Usually I don't. Usually I introduce myself later if they want to hear the gospel. But definitely make sure that they understand who you are and where you're from, okay? So basically what I usually say is I say, "I am from Faithful Word Baptist Church out here preaching the gospel," okay? Some people, when they knock on the door, they just get right into the question. They just say, "If you were to die today, where'd you go to heaven?" Without any previous, "I'm from this church, I'm from that church." And the reason why this is important is because a lot of people believe that you're a Mormon or that you're Jehovah's Witnesses when you're going around knocking on people's doors with the Bible in your hand, okay? Even when you say sometimes, "I'm from a Baptist church," even sometimes when I have a shirt that says Baptist on it, I still have people mistake me for being a Mormon. I don't know why, but people just don't pay attention. People are just dumb sometimes. So you want to make sure to make it very clear that you're from a Baptist church, because some people will turn you away immediately because they assume that you're a Mormon or Jehovah's Witness, okay? So that's why it's important to make it clear where you're from, that you're from a Baptist church, that you're Baptist, that you're Christian, that you're there preaching the gospel, that you're not there trying to, recruit them into the Mormon church or something like that, because that's what some people think if you come to their door with a Bible in your head, okay? So you want to make sure that when they open the door, you make it clear where you're from, okay? Then you want to ask them some simple questions. Now, some people will ask different questions. Some people will ask, "Are you a Christian?" Or some people will just ask, "Do you go to church anywhere?" Usually I skip the Christian part, and the main reason why is because some people, they'll say that they're a Christian, but unless they're saved, they're not really a Christian. So I don't really like asking that question. So I usually ask, "Do you go to church anywhere?" just to see where they're at. Maybe, if they answer yes, I'll ask, "What kind of church do you go to?" And they'll say, like, "Oh, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Mormon, I'm a, Methodist, this, that." So that way you can kind of see what they already believe, and you can kind of go into it with some knowledge of, where they're at, because, pretty much anybody who says, they're Catholic or Methodist, Pentecostal, they're not going to be saved. So that way you can kind of prepare, to preach the gospel mentally. So, yeah, just make sure you understand, whether they're a Christian or whether they're, go to church or whatever. Because the thing is, there's some people who might be hostile to the gospel or might be hostile to Christianity, who might have no belief in heaven or the Bible whatsoever, and you ask them a question like, "Do you know for sure you're going to heaven?" Now, again, this has to do with making good use of your time. There's no reason to ask somebody if they know for sure they're going to heaven if they're not a Christian, okay? And I've seen people do this where they go to a door and they ask somebody like, "Are you a Christian?" or "Do you go to church anywhere?" And they say, "Oh, I'm not religious," or "I'm not a Christian," or "I'm an atheist." Somebody will say something like that, and then they'll ask them if they know for sure they're going to heaven. Okay, but there's no reason to ask them that, because you already know that they're not saved if they say that they're not a Christian, that they, don't believe in God, they don't believe in the Bible, something like that. So that way, when you ask that question first, "Are you a Christian?" You already, any atheist, any agnostic out there, any person who, is a Jew or a Muslim or a Buddhist, already right off the bat, they're not saved. So you don't have to ask them those other questions of, what do you have to do to go to heaven? Those are for the people who claim to be Christians. So if you go to a door and you ask somebody, "Do you go to church, or are you a Christian, or do you believe the Bible," something like that, and they say yes, okay, then you can ask them, "Well, what do you, are you sure you're going to heaven?" And then if they say yes, you would ask them, "Well, how do you know? What are you trusting in? What do you believe it takes for somebody to get into heaven?" Okay? And usually after that, you always want to make sure that they believe right on eternal security as well. Okay? So if somebody gets the right answer right away, like if you ask them, "What do you have to do to go to heaven?" And they say, "Believe on Jesus Christ." You say, "Okay, amen." But then you ask them, Is there anything you could do to lose that salvation? And the reason why is because if somebody believes they can lose their salvation, they're not fully trusting Jesus because they think that their actions can still cause them to go to hell. They also are denying Christ's promise of eternal life, which he has promised to everyone who believes in him. So that shows you right off the bat that they have not fully trusted Jesus. Another good question is to ask after you ask them, what do you have to do to go to heaven? If they get the right answer, you would say something like, well, is there anything else you have to do? Because some people, from experience, I've seen this a lot, will say believe in Jesus, or they'll say trust in Jesus, trust in God. They'll say something that sounds right, but then if you dig in a little bit more, they'll also believe that you have to do other things as well. Yeah, there's many examples where I go out soul winning that I can think of where I've asked somebody, do you know, what do you have to do to go to heaven? They'll say believe in Jesus or trust in Jesus, something like that. Just receive Jesus as your savior, something along those lines. And then you ask them like, well, is there anything else you have to do? Do you also have to be a good person, repent of your sins, things like that? And they'll say, yeah, of course. You also have to keep the commandments. You have to follow God. You can't just live however you want. So that shows you that they're not saved. Even though they got the right answer at first, even though they said believe in Jesus at first, in their heart, they believe that there's other things you have to do. They just didn't say that right off the bat, okay? So you want to make sure to ask enough questions to determine whether they're saved or not so that you can preach unto them, okay? So I think these are all helpful tips you can use during the introduction. Another thing is you don't want to pester them. You want to make sure to get as much information out of them as possible in as little time as possible. Okay, don't just ask them vague questions and don't ask them as many questions as you possibly can. The purpose of going soul winning is to get people saved and by preaching to those who are not saved. Okay, so you're not going to spend time just standing there asking them questions about everything that they believe. One mistake I see a lot of people make. Who are new soul winners is that they'll ask a question and they'll answer the person at the door will answer something that will indicate that they're not saved, and then the person preaching will ask them more questions. But see, if I ask somebody, what do you have to do to go to heaven? And they say, be a good person, I already know that they're not saved. I don't need to ask them anything else. Okay? At that point, what I usually do is say, well, the Bible actually says something different. Could I take a few moments and share with you what the Bible says? Okay? Because if they say anything at all that indicates that they're not saved, that's the opportunity to preach to them. Okay, you don't need to keep asking them questions. Just ask them enough to determine whether they're saved or not. Okay, if they say something that indicates that they're not saved, that they don't understand the gospel, then offer to preach to them. Okay, but if they get the answers right, if they understand it, then go on to the next door. Okay, or maybe leave, invite them to church or something before you leave. But there's no point in just standing there just asking questions over and over again and being vague with it. Sometimes, though, you might have to ask more questions because they are being vague. Like, they are not answering the questions directly. And this is very annoying, but it does happen sometimes, okay? But rarely, not as common. Most people, if you go to their door and you ask them, what do you have to do to go to heaven? They'll just say, be a good person, okay? And then you know they're not saved, so you offer to preach to them, okay? But there are some people who will give a very vague answer. Like maybe they'll say, well, you have to accept Jesus as your Savior. And you're like, okay, well, how do you accept it? They say, well, you have to believe in Him. It's like, okay, good. Now, do you have to do anything else? And they're like, well, and maybe they don't answer the question directly. They try to dodge the question or they don't give a clear answer. In that scenario, you might have to ask a few more questions. But for most people, it's just ask them, what do you have to do to go to heaven? Can you do anything to lose that? Okay, and those two questions should determine whether they're saved or not, usually. So, thank you, buddy, for watching. I'll probably make another one tomorrow or something. I think three is enough for today. So, God bless you and goodbye.